Welcome to the Young Bucks podcast. Very, very special episode number 100.
100 episodes
of the Young Bucks podcast. Man, we talked about this nights. Day. We talked about. We talked about it. I think on the first episode, and now we're here. Now we're here. Episode 100. We got two of our guys with us, Noah and Kyle.
What's up, brother?
Dude, you said you weren't gonna do it.
Hey, can I help it? All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm sorry.
All right,
see you had later. To get out of the way.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. All right, shit.
All right,
deal.
Yeah, just stay there.
All right,
but yeah, we're very excited, very thankful for this journey, all the memories that come along with it, and now we're here with episode 100. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
We're here.
I feel like we should have had something big, you know, like poppers or something.
Like balloons? Mm.
Yeah. Like, never mind.
Why didn't you bring them then?
I forgot. Well, I didn't know I was going to be on the episode today.
That's a good point.
Man, that's...
I think what's tricky is 2 years is like in a few weeks, too.
Really?
So, yeah, so it's like, which one do you make more
special?
I feel
like 100.
I feel like two...
2 years.
I don't know. We were anticipating 2 years being more like...
Oh, okay,
crazy,
okay.
You know.
Did you guys do anything for 1 year?
Yeah, we had a big episode.
Yeah. We should go. Just check out episode 52.
We posted it.
Mm. Do you want to know why I feel like 100 is more special? Because you could do the podcast for 2 years and have 4 episodes.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, that's true. But the 2 year birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's not like episodically. Is that a word?
It's not like episode.
It is now.
It's not like episode 2 years. It's like this is our birthday. This podcast birthday is May 2nd.
All right, cool.
2024.
Yeah,
I get it now.
Yeah, so it's like
I
when
think I get it.
It's like when
do you get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I can't say that.
It's our podcast birthday. We have a 2-year-old baby.
Speaking of birthdays.
Oh, great transition,
dude. Next week is Kyle's 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah, dude.
21,
baby.
Actually, it's 25, though, for real.
Yeah, and I'm 25. Over the hill. You know, once you turn 25, it's just all downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. Are you? How do you know?
I've seen it.
Oh. I hear you get the man strength at 25.
You're dad, finally no, be done growing.
Like dad strength?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to get that, if I'm being honest with you.
You know,
every time I look in the mirror at my arms, I'm like, yeah, probably going to miss out on the whole dad strength thing, you know? Got ramen noodles that. Hanging out over
you're
there.
You're going to dodge it?
Might make you a little bit.
Some dad strength over me. Make me a little bit, but I'm going to dodge it. So, yeah. No, 25. Holla. Nice, I don't even know what's happening.
Big holla calla.
Holla. I think I'm just going to go home.
Actually, you're just going to stay at home.
Wow, you are old.
No, dude, I don't want to call in for my birthday.
No, because you're working second shift. So you'll
good point.
Stay at home, then you'll go to work.
Oh, I'm working second shift on my birthday? That's sick.
It's a good day now.
What day is my birthday?
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday, brother.
What time were you born?
That is questions I don't know. I'd ask my mom.
It's probably irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Kyle, you okay, buddy?
I'm good. I'm sorry. Okay, it is on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a if you know, you know thing.
Yeah, right? And you don't even know.
Need to explain that.
Over this past weekend, I asked Chris to be the best man.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry.
May have seen the last week. We had Belle on, my now fiance. We are engaged, and I asked Chris to be in the wedding as the best man, do a podcast together, share a room together.
Two beds. For less time than we think.
Yeah.
Probably 5 more weeks is how long we'll share a room together.
No. Wait.
Yeah, for real.
You think he's going to be here when I come back?
Wait, yeah, but we don't know when you're getting married, so...
Well, actually,
you're
going to
be
that's
here when he
true.
Gets back.
No, I'll be here.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
But I won't be living here.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's going to move out before he gets married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get married and then like live here until they buy someplace.
Three beds.
Oh, right.
No.
No.
But yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about
he
that.
Says three beds.
Bro, you're choosing now to respond to that text. You told me that like 3 hours ago when you just did the doing the pod.
I know. Wait, there's a text.
Yes, he showed me a text 3 hours ago. He's like, "Look, we were just talking about this." I look over at his phone, and now he's responding to it.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I got like distracted.
Anyways.
I'm the best man of the wedding. It's my first wedding. I'll be at first wedding. I'll be in first wedding. I'll be best manning for. I'm excited, guys. I got a lot of plans. I'm now. It's now my wedding. If you were wondering,
you got Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Best Manning.
That's right. That's me.
But
that was good.
That was good.
But speaking of being in the wedding, Kyle, I'd like to ask you to if you'd also join me on the
stand
on the stage.
Yeah, I can do that.
You would?
I would
you
much
would?
Enjoy that. That'd be an honor.
Suspenseful.
I appreciate
pause.
That.
Yeah. What if I would have said suspenseful. No? What if I would have said no?
Be a sad episode 100.
That would be a sad episode 100.
I was kind of zoned out, and I thought you were going to for a second.
I was like thinking about it, and then like in 2 weeks, be like,
now, as the best man, would you like to come to the bachelor party?
No.
Okay.
Can't imagine I'd participate in those activities.
That's fair.
You love. We don't want to go to Top Golf.
We got to plan it out though.
All right.
It's got to be good.
Yes.
All right, dude. I was just trying to have a little fun with you, dude. Do you want to come to the bachelor party or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just confused by the question. Fine, dude. It was like, if I figured like I was going to be there. Well, so fine, if you're dude. Asking me, well, I was going to give you a stupid response because it was a stupid question.
I would do something cool. I would do something cool for... This is my part of the wedding, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's my thing.
Well, it better be good. What? Dude, no. I'm just saying, you got to plan it good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
You seem very aggressive.
Is it the sunglasses?
It's the sun. I do adopt a new personality when I got the shades on.
He's got the baseball, the travel baseball dad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He adopts
the but like,
put my kid in the game.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Mm-hmm. But also, like, I just got off the lake from absolutely slaying some swamp donkeys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I'd like you to be.
I would love that, Henry. That'd be a good time if I want to. I do want to.
Yeah. So we checked out the venue yesterday, and
how was it?
Good. We got it booked.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. We got the venue booked. We found it. It came up. I forget how we found it really, but I went. I was there.
Did you make a call? Do you got it booked?
To who?
He just said it's booked.
Oh, I thought you just said you visited it.
No, he booked it.
You booked
they
it?
Had like there were like 3 days we were looking at, and they had it available. But actually, come to find out, it was already booked, and then someone rescheduled.
How about the Lord working for that? Exactly. Dude. That's big time.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a God thing there, so we're very thankful and blessed.
It looks very cool.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think we're gonna get turnt, dude, for sure.
Yeah,
running out to no room.
Yeah.
Can't sing that song, we'll get copyrighted. Anyways.
Yeah, that's the issue here.
That's the issue.
It looks really cool. I think it's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has she asked any bridesmaids yet?
Two?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two.
After the podcast, I'd like to know like who she's planning on asking.
Okay. Yeah. And then
how many people are you going to invite?
I've had 2 out of 4.
Okay.
2 out of 4, yeah. We both have 4.
How many people are you going
to
invite?
Oh, to the whole thing?
Yeah.
We're trying to do 150 or less.
Nice.
Well, like, the goal is to... We're not trying to get to 150.
Yeah.
Like, upwards. We're trying to, like...
Below 150.
Yeah,
below or 150. At 150.
Yeah. And that's the max capacity of the place, too. So...
I'm measuring.
Like, between... I swear... I don't know if we mentioned this last week, but I swear we're at 100 just family.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, yeah. She's got a huge family.
Her family's huge... Yeah, her family's huge.
Yeah. Was like there about 15 our family?
Yeah.
85 or...
Half of them probably won't show up.
Yeah, so like honestly, you never know. Yeah.
We have 5 immediate.
That was funny.
That's crazy, yeah. So, and then, I mean, 50... Like, it adds up. But yeah. No, I'll give you the first official invite. We haven't wrote any, but you'll definitely be invited.
Let's go.
You're going to be turning up, dude?
Absolutely.
It's, you know, here's the thing. It's, I don't know what I was going to say. I have no idea, but that took me off guard. No, I'm very excited, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I want to be, like, I'm trying to be involved, but, like, I don't have, like, too strong opinions either.
Or you don't have too much of a say in the situation.
There's a whole binder, dude.
Which one is it?
Yeah.
No, it really, like, she really does want my opinion. Oh, okay. But, like, I...
Don't care.
I mean...
No, there's a right answer to everything.
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking at?
The
right answer is not green suits.
Yeah, yeah.
Not green suits.
Like green suits?
Yeah, yeah.
Not, what no color green is blue. It again?
That we're going to use?
Yeah.
Black.
What? Oh, okay. What color is your dress going to be?
I don't know yet.
Probably black. What color is yeah. the dress?
Yeah, I don't know. It's up for debate.
Okay.
That's what Kyle was just asking.
Oh, about. I didn't know. I thought he asked what color the shirt was.
Nah.
Sorry, man. Now I feel like it's...
No, but like, she's been thinking about all these decisions, like, probably
for her entire life. Yeah.
And for me, it's like, okay, venue. What, like, do I like it or not? Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. But if I didn't like it, I'd be like, you know, like, this seems kind of weird.
Will Belle be baking the cake for the wedding?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That'll be our job. Mm. We'll bring the mac and cheese. Oh, that would be hilarious.
No, I don't know.
I was just making a joke.
No, they said... No, sorry. Like, a few thoughts just popped in my head.
And at one time?
Yeah.
Because that's what it looked like.
Yeah, yeah. I had a mental battle I just faced with myself. They said... that the food has to be like licensed and insured or whatever, like that you bring in, but we can have like snacks in our thing.
Gotcha.
So okay. Like,
your
you can
food
bring
has to be licensed by who?
No, like a catering company.
Like, oh, like they have to be yeah for okay. Like since it'll be like on their property and a bunch of people are gonna be eating it, like it can't be like someone baked food and then there was like something in it or whatever and then like they're in legal trouble or something because like something happened on their property. I think that's how or why.
That
you know?
Makes sense.
So, but no, it's good. And then we looked at an apartment yesterday too.
Moving out.
Where at?
Moving on.
I already know. Never mind. Don't say it.
The exact address would be, and that's exactly this much minutes away from this location. No.
Nope. Nope.
The funny, you know what you just did there when he was like, the exact address is, that's what I do when like my brother get my truck and my phone, it automatically connects to my, and I know there's a bad part coming up in the music, I'm just like, no, and then I turn it off. Anyways, well, how was that apartment? Two bedrooms, cool. one bath, two bedrooms, two baths?
It was two and two.
Two and two?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Chris and I can have our own bathroom.
That's precisely what I'm looking for.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah.
It is actually nice, though. But will one of the rooms be a podcast studio?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. That's
you sure you don't want to just turn the living room into a podcast studio?
I'm 100% sure that does not or the kitchen. Happen.
Can we get, like, neon signs? And...
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, bro. It's in the works.
Can we, okay, okay. Can we do it in the kitchen?
That kitchen's not going to be big enough for that.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Can we all have a say on the studio?
What? Yeah, I'll get some input.
Okay.
I'd like to you, do that. Like you guys all want like a little.
No, I just want to like I just want you to like run it past us and we can give our ideas.
Oh, for sure.
A piece
yeah.
of the studio is each of us.
Yeah,
for sure.
We could each have.
That's how
if it's like a room like this, we could each have four quarters of the wall we could paint.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love how they.
What did he just say?
What? I didn't hear.
I feel like we missed something really big.
What did you say?
He goes, yeah, we can each have our own part, you know, just rub our blood on each of the walls.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, okay.
Like, have a piece of us in the room.
Get kicked out of the apartment a weekend of living there?
The apartment people are actually listening to this right now.
Actually, Bell are great people. They are, like, fantastic stand-up 10 out of 10 did people. It? They have a great family. You should definitely accept their request
you.
to be there. They have great family members.
We did this for him when we were talking about him applying to the camp. We were like, no, he's a great guy, I swear.
I swear.
Yeah. Except them. If this is this where you want to be?
Is that where you want to be?
Is that where, like, to live? Like, this apartment?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's other options to look into, but like this is top of the list.
I don't want to know. I don't really remember. Can you give me like minutes how far away it is from our current location?
Maybe not from this current location, but from another very similar close location.
Okay, I'll just pick a location to tell you how close it is to that.
Okay.
Kroger.
Don't say it. Okay.
Yeah. Kroger.
Yep.
I
thought he was going to say in the city.
Oh.
It is like probably 5 to 7 minutes south of Kroger. Probably five minutes south of Kroger.
I know where it is.
Yeah. What about, okay. What would you say, like, I don't know, Little Caesars Arena?
From Little Caesars Arena, it's probably about an hour away from Little Caesars
Arena. About an hour south of Little Caesars?
Yeah.
LCA?
Yeah. I'm here for a good time. All right.
But you know, that's some big stuff happening.
Nice, dude.
It's been good.
It's like the weird thing is it's going so quickly.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. When we went out to dinner and you asked me to be the best man and Bella had her sister be the maid of honor, I was like, oh, that's pretty quick. Like I mean, obviously you're gonna have to do it before I leave and like all that stuff and like wedding planning. It takes a lot longer. It's going to take a while to plan this wedding. Like, it's still really far away, like, in my mind and your mind and, like, all of our minds, it's just the calendar. Far away. But, like...
It's not far away,
but, like, yeah. for Belle, it's, like, it's not far away. Like this stuff has to happen in order for the other things to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So, it made sense once I thought about it. I was like, wow, all this stuff's happened really fast.
I'm talking about, like, the entire process. Like, from the moment you wanted to talk to her parents, and then it was, like, what, 3 weeks? And you were engaged. You already are asking people to be in it. Like, this is like a month.
That's true.
You know what I mean? True. It's like a month and a half, and you're this far already.
Yeah.
So, dude, by the time the wedding's coming around, you guys are going to be chilling. Be like, oh, we already got it all planned out.
And they're already looking at a house. They already got a venue ready. Or not a house, an apartment. They already got a venue ready. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, imagine getting married and having a job and... An apartment? Kidman!
I mean, you're pretty close in some of those categories.
Well, you have a job.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah.
And
you're right, I do have a job.
And an apartment.
I do have an apartment.
Yeah.
Is
there any? Wait, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 2 out of 3.
Is there any vacancy by you?
You do not want to live by me.
That's true.
Wait, no, correction. You might be fine with it. Belle doesn't want to live by me. Let's be honest here. That's
true. Well, once he makes the far drive...
Wait, because of you or because of the town?
The town. The part of town where I live.
You live downtown, so that's pretty high.
No, I live outside of downtown.
You do?
Yeah, downtown apartments are big money.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were...
No. I'm like downtown's here. I'm over here.
Oh, so
there's there's like another downtown. There's like downtown, and you drive, and there's another little downtown. It's like West Town is what it's called. And so that's where I live. But like,
so you're like a side street.
Yeah. No, it's definitely the main street that goes through the city. You just keep going through the city.
Oh. Okay.
Catching my drift?
Yeah.
Like, you guys are south of the city? I'm just west of it.
I see.
Yeah. See. Gang.
Well, anyways, so that's enough about me. But when I got back from my trip that we talked about last week, they checked my location and saw I was back, and like they were all surprised. Like, you guys had no idea I was back. You're like, you were in Michigan?
It was the craziest experience.
Chris and I were sitting together, and he literally goes, wait, Henry's home? And we were like, what? Because we did not expect you to be back. Like,
it'd be pretty cool if Henry could come with us tonight or something, right? Isn't that what we said?
Literally. We're like, man, Henry should come. But then he looked at his phone, and there Henry was.
Yeah. So I wasn't feeling too great. I was like planning to go home, but then I was like, "Oh shoot, they're hanging out. Like they're gonna be at home. Like that's crazy." And turns out they were going to a worship night, and since I was I was feeling a little down, I wasn't all in on going. So they went though. Kyle and Chris did.
Yeah,
they had good things to say about it.
I'll give a little something and then pass the mic to Kyle because I know he wants to talk about it. We just had a nice worship night on Good Friday. It was a great service. It was a really cool time, and I really felt like I had a great time personally. I felt like the Spirit of the Lord was moving in there, and I just wanted to know Kyle's thoughts on it.
Wait, did I go?
No.
Oh, so, Chris was like, dude, I was like, well, because I called Chris. I was in the area. I was like, you want to hang out? He's like, well, got to go to this worship. No. I get to go to this worship thing tonight. And he's like, you can come if you want. I was like, and I was like, all right. So I went. And it was really good. Like, there was a decent amount of people there. It was really loud. You know, like, it was a good worship service. But, like, for some reason, like, I felt alone. Like, it was just me and God in there. And that was, like, the coolest thing.
Dude, for real?
Yeah, because, like, nice. It was, like, there was so much going around, especially when you're standing next to Chris at church. There's a lot going on around you. And so I was, like...
You want to put words to what it was like?
Sorry. I literally thought at one point I turned to the right during the worship service, and Chris was hitting the gritty down the aisle. He is doing full-blown jumping jabs, worshiping the Lord, like, up and down, jumping around. Like, I just had to block it out. I was like, Lord, block this out of my life right now.
Just like, kidding. I respect that. It, but...
No, like, it was cool to see. Like, it was genuine. Like, it wasn't a show. Like, sometimes when I go to a big church and, like, the people are, like, dancing on the stage, I'm like, at what point is this, like, a show? Like, for you, like, I could feel that it was personal, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you were doing that, and, like, there was, everybody was singing, and the music was loud, and, like, it still felt like it was, like, just me and God in the whole room. And that was, like, the coolest experience. Nice. And so it was, like, a good experience. I spent, like, when the communion time happened, I spent, like, probably 10 minutes praying. And it was just, like, it just started, like, a very good weekend and nice. Forward spot into life.
It did start a really good weekend.
Yeah.
It was by far my best weekend I've had in a while.
Mm-hmm. It was good. Yeah, the worship service or the Easter service I went to on Sunday was really good. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. It was like a teaching session led by a lady. And
Because you were out of town.
And so
I've been to a couple of those.
Like, it was interesting, but it made me think, like, in the circles we grew up in, like, the women don't, like, preach, right? That I don't know. I'm not studied up in the Bible to know why that is, but it made me think, like, why? Because, like, she was preaching, teaching, whatever you want to call it. She was called, like, the teaching pastor of the church. Okay. And like I said, I'm not studied up on this. It just made me think, and I would like to know.
Just drop a little something.
Like, I was, like, listening to her, and I was like, these are solid points. Like, the only difference between her and the head pastor of the church bringing the word is genetics. Like, what's the difference?
So I had the same question. There's a woman teaching at my church at one point, and so I had the same question.
At that church?
Yeah. Okay. And it's... So I don't know if it was the same, because this lady obviously holds a position. She's the teaching pastor. Yeah. That's what she was called.
Yep.
So, like... For my church, it's like they don't believe that the woman should hold a position of power in the church. Mm-hmm. Like she shouldn't be like have a title of like lead pastor or elder sort of thing. But she can teach like a sermon like four times a year.
Does she teach like to the entire church or just the women?
To the church.
Okay.
She does like 4 a year, and that like but if they were to ever like have any big decisions or like stuff like that for the church, it would be made by like the head pastors and the elders sort of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
And so that's what it was for us. But for you guys, for that church, it sounded kind of like it was she holds a position of leadership. So I don't really know where they stand.
Yeah, it kind of did feel like that, and it felt like the head pastor was like the branch manager. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what it felt like. Like, yeah. Like, he came on and he was like, sorry. He came on and he was like, you know, like, walked us through all this stuff and, like, talked about announcements and stuff. And then she brought the word. And it was just interesting. It was still good. They had a kid's testimony up about, like, he was had addictions and stuff and, like, really depressed. And, like, somebody from the church, like, brought him in and like changed his life. Now he's like teaching the kids classes and stuff.
Nice.
It was really cool. Yeah. And they actually sponsored a church in Traveler's Rest, which is right next to Greenville.
Oh yeah.
I've South Carolina. That. Yep. And so they like it was cool. They like sent back a report of like what the church is doing and how it's growing. It was very cool.
Nice.
It was
nice,
a good Easter.
Good.
So was that, is that, what type of church is that that you went to? Do they have like a?
It was like normal.
Oh, okay.
Like non-denominational. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was good. It was, I do have to say, dude, Cromwell's worship is like next level.
It was good.
It's, like, they've leveled it up since like we moved locations. Like it's like this past year, like this past, like these past 4 months have been like electric.
Like
it's
the,
been,
it's a different location than when I came.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, never mind.
It's moving.
The two girls who sing are, dude, like, they sound like they should be working for Hillsong or something. Like they have beautiful voices.
Yeah, they do.
It's very, it like just heightens the experience even more.
It's really nice. I love it. That's mm-hmm. my favorite time.
It was a good time.
So, like, in the... Was that a week ago?
About
yeah.
a week
ago. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, over, like, over the past week, did you, like, think back on that day or, like, see any fruit this week or, like, anything that happened, like, in the week, like, make you look back on
anything
that you thought of during that time?
Like, recently, like, my weekly walk with God is still not great. But, like, recently... Okay. Recently, my, like, leading into my Sundays, I've been in, like, a really good mindset. Like, I'm ready to accept the word. I'm ready to listen. Like, today I took notes the entire service in church. Yeah. And, like that is changing. Like, I'm not going to, like, church just to be at church anymore. Like, I'm going and I'm, like, gathering what is happening.
Sure.
So that's a good, I'm that's happy awesome. With yeah, that spot definitely... to be in. It was, today's service was about trials. Kind of.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. And I thought it was really good.
Yeah. That's what our Sunday school class was about, too. So that was cool.
You tied that in.
Yeah.
Was it the same story? Or?
No, this one was in Psalms.
Okay.
But it was like, it was...
Psalms.
I couldn't remember. It was really good. Like, it was good. It was a good pocket. Is it still recording?
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
It was good. It was a good message this morning. I liked it.
Sweet.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Took notes too.
Yeah.
I stopped bringing a notebook and I just have like my Bible that has like the journal spots
exactly
on the side.
That's exactly what I did this
morning. So I just like wrote it where he talked about
it.
Yep. That
that's
point.
What I did. I'd write it like right behind the verse or next to it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's such a good idea. I should definitely just do that.
And he made like.
I have the margins to do that.
Yeah.
Right. I bring a notebook still.
That's what your Bible is made for.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a good pen.
Because I'm not gonna. Because
you don't want it to bleed.
Yeah. Don't want it to
I'm
bleed.
Not just. I could not tell you how many times I've looked back at notes I've written from church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had the same thing.
Oh, dude, today would have been a great day to do it.
Well, he put ours like on the screen, like specific points.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "This is perfect." Like I left the middle of the church service to go get a pen, because the first one was like crazy good, and I was like, "I'm not missing the opportunity to write this down right now." So
yeah, usually there's like three or four, but there was like seven today, I think.
Yeah. Said. Maturing is realizing that our pastor is
pretty good at
the right up there with the like, best pastor I've ever heard.
I'd say like the articulation of the
yes.
of the points is really good.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about being a man.
Really?
Yeah. Family by design.
Was man. It just men? Kidding.
No, there wasn't just men in the service, but it was a directed towards men message, and I think we should all listen to it.
Do they have an app or like a podcast?
Yeah, I'll drop it in chat.
Word.
Was it like a main takeaway or anything like shareable, or would you want to just talk about it later?
Just like, I mean, just being men of God and kind of what that looks like, and kind of like five main points to be that, like how like, you should. A like, lot of it like are applicable. To like men with families, but then like it's also like people like us can still like apply them to be ready to have spouse
and that
sort of thing. But yeah,
that's cool. That's cool.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I'm ready to turn this podcast up a little bit.
Turn it up in headphones.
A little high energy.
I want to get a little bit high energy. I'm starting to feel the downs, and the downs are a bad place to be. That's just the aspect of having a serious podcast, serious conversation.
Yeah.
It just gets, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, things can start getting a little crazier around here because Chris had his last day of work this past week on Friday.
Boom, 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 boom.
So he has joined Noah.
Unemployed table.
He has joined Noah.
Employed table.
Or it's like, have you ever seen Pat McAfee?
Yes.
They got the toxic table.
PMH.
There's the thing. It's called the toxic table. And that's me and Noah. It's like Boston Connor and Ty Schmidt, their tax table or the unplugged table.
Yep, absolutely.
I know you guys don't know what it is, but I was just saying that's kind
of. Bro, that was so funny, dude.
Yeah. Hey, little Jamie.
I probably would have understood that. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
I probably would have so understood that you guys are both unemployed and sitting on that couch without the reference to this table.
All right, fine.
This other show.
I like how he definitely just got bothered. That I was like, oh, that's so funny, dude. Oh, yeah, young Jamie.
Dude, young Jamie, how you doing?
That was foul. I like vibes. It. Yeah, yep.
But anyway, Chris is done with work. He's got 4 or 5 weeks of.
No idea.
Unemployed life to, you know, kind of hang out. Him and Kyle are going fishing on Tuesday. I thought I'd be game and ready to go after work, but and it turns out they're going during the day.
Wakes up.
Middle of the day.
I'll come.
Morning. Kyle works second shift this week. Chris is unemployed now. So
Noah's unemployed too.
Yep. Still. Are we going 5 a.m.?
No. Where are we going? It'll be like 9 probably.
Okay, I can do that.
It's in Kersley.
Yeah, you act like that's I know where that is.
City and random city in Ohio.
Yeah.
Very random.
Good point.
I don't know why would he be going there.
Anyways, so now that you got this window of time, what are some exciting things you're looking to do? Or
I want to talk about my last day at work.
Go ahead.
This is a good last day of work.
So it was a really good last day. I really wasn't going to go too in-depth. I was really just going to talk about the last... I kind of...
And now you're spending more time talking about how you could be talking about it, so I'd just say go ahead.
Okay.
This might be the yapper couch.
The yapper couch? Oh my gosh, dude.
I might have to move
the
over
yapper
there.
The yapper couch starts right there.
I'm in the yapper
seat.
Okay, so last day of work. For some reason, 2 weeks ago, I decided to put my 2 weeks in. Right, there was no reason behind. Like I was done with work, but there was no reason why like that day was the day I did it.
Yeah.
I just decided to do it.
Full send.
Full send.
Or no send.
I'd also been praying for months on the right day to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When was the right day, God? Show me when the right time to leave is. Like I don't know when it's supposed to be. Friday rolls around, my last day. It's been 2 weeks since I put my 2 weeks in. Right.
Mm-hmm. Good point. That's how it works usually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's my last day. Boss comes in, and moves, like, there's four of us that started there, and we all four, minus me, because, you know, I was quitting, were supposed to get moved to another location. Like, we'd be done working there, mm-hmm. like, not working there anymore. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, that's why, like, I was like, that's the work of the Lord. Lord had his hand in this situation. I was like, wow, like, it opened my eyes. I was just so thankful that was the day. Then I got word that they were supposed to lay us all off. We were all supposed to get laid off that day.
No way.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Wow.
That's actually kind of wild.
That's it. That is crazy. Wow, that is the Lord working right there.
I was just like, that floored me. The rest of the day, I was like, no way. Like, dude, I just felt so blessed in that moment. I was so thankful. I just had a heart of thankfulness that whole day. They got me pizza for my last day, because one of the guys was super excited that I was following like something that I really enjoyed doing, and like wasn't like just getting myself like good for them. Like I was actually, my heart wasn't where I was working, and he was happy I was jumping out doing something that I enjoyed doing. And I really didn't, when I started my job there, I didn't expect to leave how I left. And that was knowing that the men there respect me. And that's not something I would have thought I would leave with. And I'm very thankful for my time there.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Didn't you have, like, the easiest day ever on your last day?
Yeah. So yeah.
What I was getting at. It was like your last day was perfect.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was perfect because of all those other things.
Yeah, sorry. Exactly.
You
got flowers.
Yeah, I got flowers.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, they're sitting out there, yeah. There's a lady that lets me in every single day. We have to buzz in. She lets me in. She's an older black lady. And like kind of like an old like mom sort of thing. Dude,
hey honey.
Yeah. She I told her I was leaving on Thursday, and she's like, "All right, I'm gonna get you some flowers." And then she lets me in, and she's like, "I'm bringing you flowers today." And I was like, "Okay." We'll get back at the end of the day. She had made a bouquet of flowers out of paper, and she YouTubed it. And when we see them out there, you guys will be floored.
Dude, they're not. They're nice.
No way.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
She like YouTube made them at work?
Yes.
What?
But if her work's watching.
No, she didn't do that.
She did, that did she, not happen at work.
Free time at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's impressive. She did just, you, and they look good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Should I?
I think if it's not worth it. To do that, it would take me like 2 days.
Like, oh, okay. Word. Got it.
Like, you have to have some creative ability.
Nice.
To be able to do that. Yeah, it was very impressive. So I did get flowers. No, I started the day by dumping dirt, like, in truck. I love that. Did that for like 3 days this week.
It's like, maybe I'll stay.
Yeah. got me to stay. Man,
they, no more sweeping. I'm dumping dirt now.
Mm-hmm. And then, I just rode around in a cart and helped do some miscellaneous stuff the rest of the day.
Gotta love the miscellaneous day.
Mm-hmm. No sweeping?
Didn't have to sweep up the dirt after you dumped it?
Nope, did not have to sweep up the dirt.
That's good.
That I have on?
But I was...
Can you wear those?
I was missing my job today. Had to clean off my car. It really just got me nervous. I just had to go clean it because I was missing work.
That's tough.
For real?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just... Well, you said it because you're serious.
I was like... Because I always cleaned at work. We made fun of that.
If you...
I was like, what is this car being dirty?
I would thought you were talking about cleaning out your vest and stuff, like out of the car.
Oh, I did do that too, okay. But...
Hey, don't ever... If you're ever going to throw that sweatshirt away, give it to me.
It doesn't even fit me anymore, dude.
No, it's definitely not going to fit me.
No, dude. I dried it one time on accident.
Yep. So, are you ever... are you going to work for this ever again? When you come back home from your job at the camp?
Whatever the Lord has for me.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Come on, brother. Come on.
Brother. That's where I'm at right now, for real. You guys both did it. You both did it, dude. You missed it. You're looking at me.
I saw it in the other quarterback.
So what was the question?
You answered it.
Yeah, I know.
But
there was, what am I doing with my time?
Oh, okay. So the question was, now you have a few weeks until you go to camp.
So the podcast is now going to have 2 million subscribers before I leave. No, we're going to have... Definitely not.
The video, like the rock and the eyebrow.
No, we're going to go fishing with Kyle, 100%. I'm going to have a couple golf dates with Noah and some guys. I want to go golfing, for sure. Kyle, do you want to go golfing?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if you
wanted to. One of them did tell me about it.
Okay. Yeah, so I want to go golfing with some guys for sure. Going to Tigers game with the homies. We're going to do that. We got to have a couple parties before I leave.
Of which all four of us are invited to both.
We will all be at all of them.
You're going to be there?
No, I wasn't going to come to either, actually.
Okay, honestly, that's how we wanted it.
Yeah, so. I was just going to be on Kyle's boat. I was going to be on Kyle's boat like at nighttime, though.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
just so you know.
Yeah, okay.
And then, I really do want to take the time to just, like, dive into my Bible. Like, I have, like, so much time with my day. So, like, if I'm in it, like, twice, 3 times a day sometimes, like, just whenever I feel like it, reading it, and then just, like, seeing what that, like, seeing how that does for me. See what I can learn, like, before I leave, and then, like, work on the podcast, of course, and watch a lot of baseball before I can't watch any this summer.
Nice.
It's a good idea.
You're going to be fine.
I know, but I don't... That's not the point.
Oh, okay.
The point's not to be on my phone this summer. I want to be on it last.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because, you know, I'm sure I'll have it, but I just want to be on it last.
Yeah, speaking of being on your phone less.
Yeah.
This...
I want to mute that group chat, Kyle.
It's actually taking all of my...
You guys say something?
So, hey.
What's up?
You can take the headphones off now.
That's kind of nice.
Okay, then leave them.
Let him wear them.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's a comfort thing, dude. Goodness.
Go look at the flowers.
Make sure to turn your mic back on.
I got that unlocked. I made one mistake. It's never happened.
That was definitely multiple times.
So, Noah.
Yes.
I think you have something you want to add to the podcast.
I mean, I've been adding to more than the podcast. I've added a few videos to YouTube.
Let's go recently.
Hey, yes, sir. Was that? That was great. That's what that was.
Dude, natural.
Do you want a free plug?
I mean, it's just my name, Noah Heiss.
It's really not hard to find.
Haiss, because I assume most people don't know how to spell Heiss.
That's a good point.
The real?
Dude.
Hey, I've, Noah, what was the real you filmed? One, but
they don't get, like, they're not getting
No, I was
pushed.
Saying, like, his Instagram handle, like, the real Noah Heiss.
I mean, the real the NJ. What? Wait, no, he doesn't. What's Instagram?
Sorry.
Anyways, yeah.
Kyle, Noah made a video that was hilarious. And you should definitely go check it out.
First, I think it's the first short on the channel.
The punching bag or the brrr, yeah.
I think it's the or might be the second one.
What is it called? I can't think of what
they're
called.
The
short? Yeah, what's it called? The massage gun.
The massage. Yeah. So it's basically seeing how fast I can hit a keyboard with a massage gun.
Hilarious.
But, yeah, I got smoked somehow. But
by 10, you gotta be by 10.
Yeah,
crazy.
I got almost doubled.
And while you're checking out that, go check out the Young Bucks podcast on and subscribe. Like,
yeah, we got a 1 out of 10 on the last 2 shorts we posted.
Dang, that's
actually
impressive.
Really well. We've been doing really well.
It's just like the circle of plug.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
for the next 30 minutes.
Kyle, yeah. You put anything out lately?
I actually do have a video
at the Headline Project.
Headline Project.
Nope. TikTok. No, Noah has seen the video. I just need
I have,
to make
it's a
it.
Good video.
Yeah, you have.
Thank you.
The one on my track.
Yeah, I said I have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just need to make it better.
You going for TikTok famous?
I don't know. I am gonna probably do some videos fishing this summer, though.
Do it, dude. Get your GoPro.
Can we take one on Tuesday?
Yeah, we can do one on Tuesday.
Dude,
fishing,
I'm down.
Fishing compilation.
Fishing compilation. I don't know how long
Add
the battery
fishing
lasts.
Endorsement on Facebook.
I only have
Get
one,
the,
two
the
batteries.
Sketch intro into an epic fishing montage.
Yeah, that's little edit, at. Little yeah. edit. Yeah,
that'll be nice.
So yeah,
I have a question.
Okay.
Speaking of putting out content,
you got to.
Or not putting out content. And you guys can answer that. Like, you can shut this down if it has to. What was the reason that the first episode you guys recorded did not work 2 weeks ago?
Well, the camera died.
Oh, for real? Like, midway through camera
did
died?
It?
Didn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it did.
Battery overheated.
No, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Man,
it
that's
did
tough.
Just die.
It wasn't like we just were like, oh, this sucks.
Wait, so, like, did you realize it? Or was it like...
Oh, it literally went, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't get a new dryer.
Hmm.
No dreads, no dryer.
Right.
No dreads, no dryer.
You're
man.
Right. You like nowhere to go and get it done too.
I know.
Why not, bro?
I would have had to pay money.
It's a lot of money.
For context, if you did not
tune
in, if we got a comment that said if Noah got cornrows or dreads
something like that
cornrows yeah cornrows
they send sound. Him a dryer for free because he doesn't have a dryer at his house so
yeah. Still no dryer 4 weeks ago no
still
dryer
hanging
still.
Clothes.
Still hanging clothes
it's all right it works
yeah that's all you need
yeah
did you look into it at all
no
Canvas
no I did
back
not.
Is actually kind of bright
seriously dude?
I mean serious.
Wow
I don't know if it's
are you looking
they've...
like directly into the light
no I don't know if it's because they've been on the shades the whole time or what but
maybe this is what you need
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
definitely, I thought I tried to give myself cornrows in the mirror one day.
Yeah.
Right.
Like
I maybe got
the last
through.
Podcast?
I maybe got through like 2 inches of this, like one side.
That's a lot.
It. I basically like probably like 3 twirls, whatever, and I was like, I feel like my finger's gonna cramp off. So
probably your whole head, right?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and then I got a haircut. So.
Really.
Back then.
You got a haircut.
When.
We mentioned it one of the podcasts.
Oh, okay. So it like wasn't this week. That
no,
you got
not this week.
Oh,
one,
okay.
Like right, it was probably the week after
we.
Or he also bet me $50 for cornrows.
He needs like a little.
No, my contact's like falling out of my.
Hey, you can go fix it.
Okay. You need to go take care of that.
Okay,
it's okay. Some
that's
of
okay.
Us, some of us just take a little bit to adjust the light. It's okay.
Do you want these?
What that is?
That's your pocket knife.
Can't show that.
Yeah, we're a weapon-free podcast.
Try to be at least.
So now we can have an actual conversation.
No, no, that's.
Monty listens back to it. He looks. He just.
That's always the second you leave for any part of it. Go on YouTube the second it's uploaded. Watch where when you were gone.
Yep. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What you got?
I mean, I think it'd be a good time to update us on the March Madness bracket standings.
Someone is in first.
Somebody
and it's possible.
On the unemployment couch might be in first place.
Oh, are you? You're Drake?
I am Drake.
That's crazy. Oh, you had a lot of points available.
It's me versus the team with Purdue.
Yeah, dude. It's,
oh, yeah.
Because so look at who Noah had in the finals.
JL66.
I don't.
That's crazy.
I still have no idea how I ended up up the top.
Yeah, if you can't tell by Noah's name, he was not planning on being at the top.
Yeah.
What's crazy is I've seen a decent amount of people who had NC State in the Final Four. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I've checked
in our bracket.
In some other groups I'm in.
So I will give them. NC State went 5-0 to make the tournament, like in their conference tournament.
Okay.
They went 5-0. They beat Duke. They beat UNC in like close games. Like brought it back. Like dominated. Okay,
so if you followed it a little bit,
right? Yeah, that's why I picked them to go to the Sweet 16. I didn't think they would go much further than that, but apparently so. Huh. So yeah, Noah's in first.
Yep. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The guy, the random ESPN fan thing who had Illinois, he's going to go out. So
is he in third right now?
He's in second place. But so yeah, maybe he won't. It's it's yours to lose.
It is, definitely.
It's all whoever wins the game tonight,
but
or tomorrow.
Who do we think's winning, prediction-wise?
I don't want Purdue to win, but I don't want you to win. Here's the bracket challenge.
I agree with that. The thing is, because Purdue's offense is basically, what is his name, Edie, right?
Kyle's favorite player.
Is it?
No.
We hate him.
But I think the dude, I was watching the Klingon? UConn game last
night.
He's
filthy.
He should be able to at least limit that.
Yeah.
So I think
they're built the same. They're like exactly. The same human.
Klingon?
Yeah.
Klingon might be a little more athletic.
No, he is. He's 100%. Definitely more athletic.
Edie's not athletic, is the thing.
Edie's just a post hook.
Edie's just big. That's all he is. Yeah.
I was looking at a mock draft. I mean, it's just one random mock draft last night, and Klingon is projected number 5.
Yep.
And Edie is like late first round, like 25.
Really? What are you expecting from Klingon in the league? Like, do you know enough about him to like? Because I had never heard of this guy until last night.
I have not
watched any UConn this year.
I haven't either.
He got minutes last year's team.
Did not watch any.
He was
of those
like
games
a
either.
Bench player, like.
Because he backed
players.
So
he's a sophomore now.
They had some like 7'6".
Sonogo?
Yeah. Mm. He backed him up.
Is he in the league now?
Undrafted. So
which is wild.
That's tough.
So
he was 7'6"?
No, he was not 7'6".
But I mean like
he was not even 7 foot.
The bigs is more of a college
thing.
Because you're a big who can shine in college, but maybe not in the league.
The only bigs that shine in the league are the Chet Holmgrens, you know what I'm saying?
Someone wanted to apologize about what they said on the last podcast regarding a big man.
I'm not going to apologize, but Victor Wembanyama is pretty good.
I don't care about him. It's okay. Noah just said he wanted to address it.
It made me more so rethink it that everybody has that, quote-unquote, they're made better. Besides maybe a player like Curry, who he's not crazy athletic. His ankles are basically like
noodles.
Brittles.
Yeah.
So I would say he's basically like 95% skill, but a lot of players aren't just all skill. Like we were saying, Wembanyama's mostly height, but you look at
skillful.
Yeah, but you look at a lot of people, even the guys who are like super athletic, like Westbrook. How good would he be if would he just be like an average point guard if he didn't have his athleticism? So I don't think skill determines your greatness necessarily.
Yeah. That's true. It's about how hard you work for sure.
You can't control the height.
No, exactly. I know. I just hate him.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Let me ask you this. Brother, let me ask you this. Because my issue, we might have the same issue. The issue that I addressed it last week with the Caitlin Clark thing. It was like, she doesn't hype herself up. Like, the media and the way they cover her, it like makes it annoying. Is that what you think about Wemby?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It was the same thing when Melo Ball came in the league.
The way the media covers
and
them
Zion.
Is what bothers
yes,
you.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with him as a basketball player or the skill. I can understand that.
Because
when I was listening to you talk about it, I was like, why is he mad at Vic? Like, he's 7'5". He can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
He practices basketball. Like, he's obviously very good. Like,
top G.
He worked to get there. I was like, why you got a bone to pick with him?
No, like, I just don't like the media. That's what I don't like.
You're not a media guy?
I completely understand that. That one doesn't bother me too much anymore.
Yeah,
or really ever did.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you really stressing over what Kyle was saying about Vic on the podcast?
No.
He was choosing not to bring up Caitlin Clark.
Wait, what was that mock draft you were looking at? Because I want to look up something to maybe mention on the podcast.
It was a Bleacher Report.
Okay. So is Klingon? Is he? I'm thinking when I see this dude, like I saw his picture on that Luck Connections app. Is he like a wing, like a 6'7" KD wing?
No, he's a big. He's 7'2".
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, he's 7'2", 280.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's a big boy.
He's giving me like a Nurkic vibe.
So he's
very good comp. He is very much built like Nurkic.
Okay, yeah.
And like bigger.
So
than Nurkic,
I'm thinking like athletic KD type build. No. Okay, yeah, guys, you're really getting me at my best right now. I have not watched much. I did not watch the game last night.
That's yeah, fair. Mom said you went to bed. I was like, what is wrong with this dude? It's a Final Four.
Could not watch it.
You know what's crazy? Happening?
What made the first half so unwatchable for you?
Just like felt like it was taking forever.
They had like, what do you mean? Like to just finish or to score?
To finish. Like it just felt like, just like a stoppage of play and stuff. I felt like I was sitting there for like an hour.
That's
true. I mean, more than an hour, but like.
I will say, dude, Sears on Alabama, I hadn't seen him before you mentioned him that one game. That dude just be pulling up from the half court.
He's a bucket, man.
And he's you know why I like him?
Logo three pull up on the transition, like late in game.
You don't give a piss.
I was like, that's
wild. You know why? You know why I like him?
Why?
Because I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, baby. Blitz, Bama, Blitz.
Who was this? I didn't see this.
Oh, my goodness.
That's him.
I didn't start it.
No, but that's what you started saying.
Yeah,
how he would know because you started telling all of us that.
You haven't seen that video, though?
I also have.
No.
You haven't seen the video? No. Roll Tide Willie?
I have no idea what he's...
I thought it was you!
No!
When he keeps saying RTR, I don't know what that means at all.
No, there's a... Okay.
I don't know what any of that means.
So, has it just been me and you talking back and forth to each other about this?
I guess so.
100%.
So, okay, for context, RTR 100%. Stands for Roll Tide Roll. Alabama.
We did talk about this. Okay.
RTR is Roll Tide Roll. But there's a video of Drewski at a game. He's at Alabama game. And he's like, I don't give a piss. Or no, he said something about like, Blitz, Bama, Blitz. And this like old alcoholic looking random white dude comes up and goes, I don't give a piss about nothing but a Tide, baby. And his name is Roll Tide Willie, and he went super famous. Like Drewski went on Theo Von's podcast and brought Roll Tide Willie with him for the podcast.
Just a random fan from
Alabama?
Just
a random dude. And it all started. He was like sitting around, and he was like, "All right, okay. Willie, what are you doing?" He goes, "Sitting around waiting for the Bama game to come on." Like that's what started it all. Crazy. You got it pulled up right now.
I got the Theo Von.
Roll Tide Willie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I thought
that was you.
No, it's Roll Tide Willie. He popped into a Drewski interview like mid Alabama game. Was like, "I don't give a piss. I'm out another mother Tide, baby." Yeah, that was not me. I do not take credit for that.
That's
funny. It is my favorite thing to say, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back to the mock draft.
Yeah, but back to it. Yeah, I love watching Mark Sears play. He reminds me a lot of Jalen Brunson. Like, mm-hmm. They got the lefty shot. He's willing to pull it from anywhere.
Do you think he's going to make noise in the league?
I hope so. I don't remember seeing him in that mock draft that I looked at last night. But I don't know if he's declaring. I don't know if he's playing. I don't know if he was even on anybody's radar before the
As of right now, season. I know more about the WNBA draft than I do the NBA
that's
draft,
that's
which
wild.
Is
very
a problem.
Fun thing
still,
to know.
You plan to go to Indiana Fever game?
100%. Mm. I'm going to a game. But
no, she's not going to the league.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Looking for? Going to the big three.
She's not.
She's going to the big three.
No, she's not.
$10 million to go play with Lil.
Not yet.
5'3".
$10 million. No, because Lil Durk offered her $10 million to be on his team.
They upped it to 10.
Little Dirk said, screw $5 million. I'll give you 10 if you come be on my team. That's crazy. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if she...
Is this a league that only guys have played in before?
Yes.
Okay.
Big three?
Yeah. Because I watched it like...
I have no idea. I've seen like... You know like when you go to a restaurant, like ESPN's on? Like that's the way I've seen it. Like I've never like... Been scrolling through the TV or YouTube or whatever and seen a big three thing.
Yes.
So I have no idea.
I found what I was talking about. Okay, so that mock draft has Rob Dillingham going number two.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Dillingham, not Phil Bosky?
No, Rob Dillingham going number two.
Okay,
but he was
Kentucky freshman.
He was the sixth Kentucky.
I thought he was
sixth man of the year SEC Sixth Man of the Year, but he's going to go number two? How does that make sense?
I have seen, like, I mean, like, Scotty Barnes like our, won yeah, number four like our in buddy the draft. Scotty Barnes. And he came off the bench
okay.
for Florida State. So it's a thing with college. I don't understand it, like, how they gauge the talent. I mean, I was actually talking about this last night about, like, the draft and stuff and kind of being surprised. Like, Franz Wagner from Michigan.
Yeah.
Like, going seven. Like, we were watching the draft, and he goes seventh.
Yeah, that was crazy.
After just watching him play. I mean, that Michigan team made it to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe? No, I think he might have been after. But anyways, like...
No, they were that watching. Surprise team that lost to UCLA in the Elite Eight. And then UCLA went on to play Gonzaga and lost to the Jalen Suggs.
Okay, sure. But, yeah. So, anyways, like... And then he turns out he's an amazing player in the league, second best player on a playoff team. So, like, I don't understand how a talent is gauged.
Yeah, no,
because there's either. Crazy stuff like that where the like, sixth man of the year he's projected to go to.
Yeah,
but does that also speak to the weakness of the draft class?
I would say no. I don't think so.
No,
but like he is crazy good. That's the thing.
But they just had him.
Like, I don't know why they had him coming off the bench is what I'm trying to say. Because if you watched him in high school, like it's almost like it was a college player playing high school basketball.
I think
do you understand what I'm saying?
Because he didn't play college.
Wow. Rob Dillingham? He's in college right now.
You're saying, oh, when he was in high school?
Yeah, when he was in high school.
It was as if he was like a college age.
Yes.
Like this is probably the first time four out of the top five picks would not be from college.
No, really? Because of
there's a lot of projected overseas players.
There was three overseas and one G League. Yeah. Matas Buizelis.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You
guys, they are getting.
I heard that name.
They're eliminating the G League Ignite after this year.
Great, great idea. Yes. No disrespect to Scoot, Jonathan Kuminga. Like, he does not know the code to get back in.
No, he does not.
I don't know, man.
And like. What the crap was that about?
Unsolicited. I don't know.
Yeah,
walking off the podcast.
I have no idea.
Should we let him come back on?
No,
I don't think so. How many times have you walked off so far?
That's at least two, but maybe three.
Yeah, dude, I'm scrolling through here. I have no idea who half these names are.
Yeah,
I recognize Matas Buizelis and Rob Dillingham and Donovan Klingon and Ron Holland. And other than that, I got no idea who these people are coming in.
Is what's his name? Jared McCain. Not declaring?
I think he'll be there.
Oh, okay.
3 weeks into college.
Watching him play, like, regardless of the controversies and stuff, what on... No, you know what? No, whatever. But he is so, like, pure of a player, though.
Like,
he's so good.
He put up, like, eight... No.
The game they lost, he had like 30 points.
Yeah.
He had the most. McCain? Of that. Yeah.
You know about McCain?
Mm-hmm. Dude, his shooting form is so nice, though. For especially like, and I feel like a lot of people, they can shoot well in college, but it's like they got something they got to fix.
Yeah.
And then it gets fixed in the NBA. He's already like, he should be good to go.
I'm thinking like, I don't know if we talked about this on podcast, and if we did, I'm sorry for, because I hate repeating myself. Like, if I bring something up 1 week and then talk about it again the next week. But like, I saw something in the comments of one of the Duke, like they were messing around in the locker room after the game, like doing one of their TikToks. And then it was like people were hating on him. And it was like, when did, like, what teams have you been on that weren't goofy like that? Like, we were making jokes
all
in the locker
room. All of the teams are goofy.
Yeah.
It's just if the team puts it out.
Yeah, they just put it out there.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, they're fine. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they lost, but like, they made it to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
64 other teams didn't do that.
Exactly. Or 60. Even after we lost the championship, we had a very goofy time.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, we did. That was hilarious.
That was quite funny.
We all started laughing after we lost, but in a different way.
Yeah. I was trying not to.
I remember that story.
Wait, you guys lost the championship?
Yeah.
No, we actually won the baseball championship, dude.
What?
I know, right? It's crazy.
Speaking of baseball, the Tigers are off to an elite start.
Oh my goodness!
Let's
are you wearing?
Tag.
No, hang on.
No way.
Yeah, are you wearing the shirt?
No way.
I started saying it. I'm like, hold up. I do have
the championship. That is crazy.
Because I saw you put it back down. I was like, wait, why did you put it up?
I was like, no he way. He definitely had that shirt on.
That's funny.
I forgot, and I was like, oh wait, this will work.
That's funny. That's even more elite than the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But you didn't do that Spider-Man thing. No.
Wait, yeah.
Who did I just left Spider-Man and created.
I don't know. That was a random thought I just had.
Yeah. I was really just missing like Spider-Man. I was hoping he'd come on an episode pretty soon.
He might visit you in Georgia. All
right, yeah. We'll get him on the pod.
It, like right now too.
Pulls it out.
Who?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. The Tigers.
Yeah.
I watched almost every single game and or listened to every single game. Mm. And I've enjoyed myself. Except for yesterday when they were losing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Really had to come to grips with that. I was like, man, we are not going to go 162-0.
I saw a picture that was like the Tigers, obviously not currently.
Yeah.
They were like the only undefeated team left for a second there.
Yeah, we were. And that's we crazy. Would have been, but we blew the game in the bottom of the ninth, 2 outs.
That sounds like a Detroit team.
Mm-hmm. You remember that? That like home run did not even seem like a home run. No,
it was a... I feel like the wind carried that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyways.
The Pistons got... halfway out of his mouth, he's like, nah, can't happen.
Okay, I got something to say. Because since you had a brain fart. Oh, you got it? Okay, yeah, good.
So on Google, you like if you look up like MLB standings, NBA standings, you can assort by the year, like going back 10 years. So I like checked the 2013, 2014 year, or one of the two.
Sure.
And they were like 93 and 67, top of the AL Central. I'm like, man.
Miss that.
Man, that'd be nice.
That would be
if
sweet.
This year they're not, if we they could get 90 wins this season, man, first in the AL Central, man.
Dude, if we could be like above 500, dude. If we get 82 wins. 82 and 80?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah. Cool with that.
How many did they win last year? What they
70 get something. I think yeah, I think like and I think
78.
It seems like they were 77. I think their over under projection was 73.5. Okay. So, if we can get we can get 82. I'm cool with 82.
So, I came to a conclusion the other day when I went to visit Chris at the house he was dog sitting.
Talk to me.
Walk inside, baseball game on. 3:45, 4 o'clock on a Friday. And I said, this is why.
Two of the best teams in the NL.
Yeah. And I was like, this is why baseball doesn't have as big of a following. Because who's watching the two best teams at baseball at 4 o'clock on a Friday? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. It'll be like Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's like 2:30, and they got baseball games on it. I'm like, nobody's watching it, which I do understand, because they get in a lot of games during the year, a lot more than NBA,
they
NFL,
carry the
all
summer.
That thing.
They carry sports for the summer.
But it's like, man, is there something we can do, like more networks? Like, to watch more. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Have more available networks than MLB TV.
Yes. Like, it's just interesting. Because I was like, nobody's watching this game right now besides me and Chris. Nobody. Watching this game.
Like, if you could see the eyeballs, it'd just say two.
Yeah, it would just say four.
Well, actually, really one. Cause
four.
Right.
No. Because, you know, on, like, IG Live and...
How
many viewers are looking?
We can talk about that. No, they need to have something like, I mean, I don't really know what this is, but they could have something like Red Zone.
Mm. Wait. Yeah, what's Red Zone?
I don't know, dude.
What the heck is Red Zone?
8 hours of commercial-free football!
Imagine, first Red Zone of the year, he's like, brothers, we're live!
What's up, brothers? Seven hours of commercial-free football! Wow, so can we talk about him for
Hosted
a second?
Hosted by Sketch.
I want to talk about him for a second.
Who?
Okay.
This sketch guy. I know you guys aren't too familiar with him, okay? In fact, I just introduced them all to Sketch.
This is my and Henry's first full day knowing who Sketch is.
Yes. He is, like, taking over the world right now. Bryce Harper just did one of his celebrations. Bryce Harper.
So is he a Twitch streamer?
He's a streamer. He streams Madden. That's what he does. That's what he started out.
Imagine sliding into second base after getting clearing bases double, and you just go.
Like, that is crazy. And, like, from a veteran player, too. Not, like, a rookie who's, like, in on that.
Forget
like,
a veteran, Harper's, even, like, top five.
Yeah.
Player. He's two-time MVP.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, he is taking over. I guarantee you, if we went to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings right now, and our server was a dude, and we were like, what's up, brother? He'd be like, what's up, brother?
Oh, 100%.
Like, it is so big. Out of nowhere. It's been, like, 4 months.
Like, he has grown that quickly. Yeah, it is insane. He's taking over the world. But, like, if I'm him, I'm selling T-shirts to say, what's up, brother? Mm-hmm. Hats, all this stuff. He's not selling anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
I mean, I think he's making enough.
Oh, he's chilling. Yeah. He's chilling.
He'll be chilling for the rest of his life.
Yep. Yeah. He's all right.
What's up, brother?
So, yeah, so I just want to talk about that for a second. It's just wild how quick people can become.
You know how parents find, like, a thing to try and relate to their kids, like, and they get their one thing for, like, 5 years?
Yes.
That's going to be this.
That's
like,
him.
5 years down the road, all their parents are going to be like, what's up, children?
What's up, children?
Henry to his how first kid.
Dude, that's crazy.
First time hold them. Right out.
That's got to be up, his first brother? Words.
Hank Sketchdeering.
Sketchdeering?
I'm
sure. Sketchdeering?
Is his name?
No, that's not his real name. His name is Kylie. Kylie Cox. I'm being dead serious. I know you think I'm joking right now.
Why would his parents name him Kylie?
I don't know,
but he was a dog in high school, played football.
I thought you were saying like literally a dog. I was like Kylie, dude, dog.
No. He
needs to get on a Skechers deal. I think they could make something out of
facts.
That.
Yeah, 100%. For real.
Skechers.
Kyle definitely never heard that song before. Dude, what?
Dude, are you good? Okay?
It's irritating.
Do we need to wrap this up?
No.
Kyle, fine. Do you need to go into the restroom and take a look rather than doing it right there?
No, I took my contacts out. Because something in my contact bothered my eye. Anyways, we're good. I'm chilling. I got sunglasses on.
I don't know if that's helping you.
Shut up.
So do you guys know about the UFL?
Wait, what's the UFL?
I've heard about it.
So there
United
was
United Football
two,
League.
Oh, I thought it was United. United
is it really
Flag League?
No, dude, it's United Football League. So there was two spring football leagues: the XFL, owned by The Rock, and the USFL, which used to be a league like 30 years ago. They combined to make it the UFL. There's four teams from the XFL and four teams from the UFL. Four teams from the USFL. So, like, there's eight teams in the whole league. I thought there was more, but apparently there's not. One of the teams is in Michigan, Michigan Panthers. Noah and I went to the home opener with Dad.
It was great.
It was a fun time.
What was better, the game or at second half? Because we'll get into that.
Yeah. When we talk about the game, we were around. People.
Yeah.
People. Yeah. We had some hilarious people around us.
Oh, yeah.
Great times. Great vibes. First half of the game felt like I made the worst decision ever to take us to this game. Like, worst decision we made was coming to this game.
Like, watching the Tigers while they're playing.
Yeah, because Tigers were in the bottom of the ninth, we started watching the game. Dude, like, on my phone.
That's like, wild. Watching a game, a different game, at a game.
It was... Yep. If the other team didn't make a field goal to close out the second half, like
scoreless,
it would have been scoreless. Mm-hmm. It's 3-0 at halftime. Yeah.
And it wasn't even like close. Like, it wasn't like, oh, there was a cool play to get there at least. It's just dumb.
What are you laughing at?
It was just like the worst decision we made was going to the second half came around.
No, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, go for it.
Fifth grade, like in MVP mode, I could have been a better quarterback.
Okay, like recess quarterback? Yeah.
Recess quarterbacks went crazy.
He's talking recess. He could have played better than that team. Which, if you're not lying, we were getting hyped for the offensive lineman sideline. Like, the offensive lineman was getting ready on the sideline. He was like...
He was going.
Like, it was... Like, he was... It, we were all in for that. Like, we got hyped for him. I almost snagged a t-shirt.
Yep. And a glove. It.
Oh, I did. Almost so one of the big guys.
Were you guys like right there?
We were second row.
Dang.
Number 55. Wish I could tell you his name. Takes off his helmet and his gloves, and he has his gloves and his hat. Into the stands, right over my head. And then there were two rows behind me, and one row in front of these two guys, and I had to step over two rows, and they just dropped down to one. They
got the gloves. That's tough. Because you could step over two rows because there's nobody there.
Everybody
basically left.
Oh, after.
Everybody was either in the front row or the second row at that point, and then they were just staying in their seats.
How about the field goal?
Goodness, dude. That was so crazy. The thing is, they didn't even need to be in that position. They somehow made a miraculous throw to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew that was going to happen. Then it happened, and I was like, what the crap?
Was this like one of the, like, the first like passing catches of the game.
Like one of the first they had their two touchdowns.
Second half, the ending score of this game was like 18-16. So the second half was actually good.
Yeah. They started scoring. Mm-hmm. And
more like end of the completions and stuff. Like,
so let me just tell you something before we talk about the field goal. They don't have an extra point. You get 1 point if you take it from the two, mm-hmm. your extra point, a play. You have to run a play from the two. You get 2 points if you run from the five. And you get 3 points if you run from the 10.
What?
If you take a play, like a hike and
just
throw.
Just to incentivize getting more points.
Yeah, more points, less overtime games.
Huh.
So kickers have not been used the whole game. Mm-hmm. There's been not a kicker. Like the whole time, I had to look it up why it wasn't that way.
Yeah.
But that's the rule for the XFL.
UFL.
UFL, thank you. I think it was a rule from the XFL, though. Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
And so they were just like so far from the pin, and like we were like, no way. Like the only thing they have right now is a field goal.
Yeah.
And they go for it. They go for the field goal. It's 4th and 10. They miss three different times to get closer. Like any yardage closer, they miss. Like so stupid. They were out of timeouts, too.
Yeah. No, they're out of timeouts.
Mm-hmm. They were out of timeouts completely.
So now they're at the what yard line?
Was it?
So this is pretty much like a prayer at this point.
Yeah, like a prayer. Timeout.
This is like people left.
Like people were leaving after gone. The other team scored their touchdown.
Man, why would you do that?
That's
what
I'm saying.
Game early.
And so there's 40 seconds left, no timeouts. That's the situation we're in. And so they were like, there's no chance this thing happens. Ball's on the 64-yard line. Ball is on 60. It's 64 yards
the
away.
The ball.
So he's...
The ball?
Yes.
No. The ball, 54-yard line, 10 yards in the end zone. So it's a 64-yard field goal.
Yes. From where the ball is hiked from.
No. It's from where it is kicked from.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Why would it be a 64-yard field goal if it's really 75?
No, because the ball was on the 46. And so they snap it back to the placeholder, to where the placeholder
at the 64?
No. So it was a 64-yard kick.
Yeah.
And then they hike it back to the
right, but they don't hike it from the 46 to the 64.
Like, if they're practicing for field goals,
they don't
have a 50-yard field goal. They'd be kicking it from the 50-yard line.
And it'd be a 60-yard field goal.
No!
Yes, it would be because of the 10 yards
from the end zone.
But
all that matters, it was just like a 66-yard field goal.
Yes.
That's all that
okay,
that's right. How far the field goal
it was. It was a 64-yard field goal. We can talk more about the other thing later.
It's like when you realize you're wrong and you just got to stand on the point.
Can I just say what I was feeling in the moment? Stand on business, brother. Yes. So, like, in the moment, I was thinking, like, so ball was on the 46-yard line. So, like,
ball was definitely behind half.
I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're like, Loki might be right.
Yeah. I know.
So, the other team's 46-yard line. So, we're behind the 50.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now I get it.
So,
do you get it now?
I get it.
Okay. So, 46-yard line. He kicks it. It's a 64-yard field goal.
Right.
But they hike the ball, is what I'm trying to say. They hike the ball to where the guy is holding it, which makes it even farther. Do you understand what I'm saying?
How far do you think he kicked the ball from? How far was the ball from the goal after he snapped it?
So, okay.
Guy catches the ball and is holding it.
Like 5 more yards. I think it was like a 69-yard field goal.
They measure that yardage.
No, they
measure it. No, they don't, Chris.
They measure it from where the hike spot is.
No, they don't.
I promise you they do.
Bro, they don't.
Because that's the line of scrimmage.
That doesn't matter, though.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
I need everybody on.
Somebody find the replay to see where.
So are you saying a six?
Jake Bates followed me on Instagram. So, no way. Is that the kicker?
Shot.
Yeah. No way. Yeah, there you go. You can just look on mine.
That's wild. That is a wild flex.
Yeah, well, Sketch follows me on Instagram.
Oh, my goodness.
It says...
Dude, what is this?
What's his name? Jake what?
Jake Bates.
Well,
he's private.
Followed by... Nope, I can't name drop. I was about to.
I know. I accepted my follower plus.
Okay.
Okay. How long? How far is a field goal from the 30-yard line? It would be a 47-yard field goal.
No, you're wrong.
Get down, dude.
No, no, you're listen. Wrong.
You are wrong.
No, I'm not. Yes. Listen. Listen. Listen to a second. Sit down, bro.
Listen.
From the 30-yard line, it is a 47-yard field goal because of the 10 yards for the end zone and the 7 yards from the line of scrimmage.
That's what I was just saying.
No, you're not. No. You're saying from the line of scrimmage where the ball is hiked. It is saying where the ball is snapped to that the kick is from. Where he kicks the ball from is how far, how long the field goal is. Why would it be right. from so where what it is
the,
hiked?
If they are, if the, so you just said a 30-yard field goal, right?
Yes, 40. From the 30-yard line.
From the 30-yard line.
Yes.
Is 47 yards.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because that's where the ball is snapped from. This ball is snapped from the 30-yard line.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
But no.
The ball is snapped from the 46. So he throws it back farther, 7 yards.
But why
so
are
it's
they
a
not,
72-yard field goal.
Then why aren't they calling it a 72-yard
field goal?
Because they why aren't they calling it a 47-yard field goal?
No, no, where are you saying...
I'm getting into this now.
Where are you saying this ball is hiked from?
The 46.
Which side?
Opposite.
So it's farther than half, right?
Yes.
They hike the ball from a little in front of half, I think. Because from this short, this is half. Okay. This is in the middle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of the UFL logo. They're in front of it, so this is back.
Oh,
this
man.
Is 54, so the extra 10 is 64.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, no.
I don't... Okay, your logic is right.
Hang on, can I see this?
What you're saying... Also, go back. It said he hit another 62-yard one.
Okay. Anyways.
But his... Okay, his logic is theoretically right, but when they put that, like, on... When they're saying, oh, we hit a 64-yard field goal, they're saying from where the kicker... was or where the guy
that's
the
what
ball
we
is.
Are saying
yeah, it's yeah. from like where the ball
he
is held.
He is saying that it's a 64-yard field goal from where the ball was snapped
and
from.
Then you need to add some yardage onto
this,
it
this would be
it
the
says
line, right
because they the yeah yeah they snap it back 7 yards
yeah
and then there's 10 yards of the end zone so wherever the ball is at it is adding 17 to that
yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's right.
Right,
sit down, Chris.
Watch the other one.
SOB, stand
be
on business.
Humbled.
Did he actually hit another one?
Yeah, he hit a 62-yard field goal.
He also
not
hit a 62-yard field goal.
The three of us actually
goal.
Getting
crazy.
Heated just then.
That was kind of
no, I'll get heated. I'll get heated anytime.
Fair enough.
So,
we're just gonna
Chris trying to like say that he was saying what we were saying.
That's what, no, that's what
okay,
I'm saying.
That's what I was saying. Forget all that.
Did you say deflection?
Can you make your point about the field goal?
No,
though?
I don't even want to anymore.
All right.
He hit a 64-yard field goal,
yeah.
Straight dog.
So, yeah, hit a 64-yard game-winning field goal, opening game, home stadium we got to go to. So that was pretty fun.
What was the atmosphere like? What was the atmosphere
there was 5,000 people there.
Dead.
Yeah.
Filling a 40,000-seated stadium.
Ugh.
Looking, they didn't even sell the seats. The seats behind the like field goal post were not open even.
You when you those. Said 5,000 people, I was like, no. Oh. And when you
no,
said filling
like,
a 40,000 people stadium, I was like, no.
Oh. You that's feel it's empty.
Yeah. That's crazy.
At least the line for food wasn't too bad, though.
Hey, holla.
Hey,
got that $12 pretzel.
Dude, the thing was huge.
Wait.
Yeah. To be fair, it was this big, and I used half of the cinnamon sugar can, so.
I accidentally put like a little bit of garlic powder on mine.
Oh, I have a good topic.
Dude, I felt like I seriously felt like I was going to throw up. Like, I
really?
Left and went to the bathroom.
Oh.
Like, I did not like my pretzel. And I felt bad because I left my dad and Noah sitting by themselves at the game.
The worst part, there was a space.
I wish
you'd
be
also
that for
people
me.
Came and sat next to me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just...
Yeah. And so I was like, what's going to happen here, brother? And so it was fine, though.
Was the pretzel good?
Oh, it was amazing.
Not because of the way it made me feel.
No,
I would
no,
eat it
no,
again.
No. Was the actual again. Pretzel, the dough, was it good?
That was okay, good, okay. Yeah.
It could have been a little more buttery. You know how the ones up north are like super buttery? It could have been a little bit more buttery.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Favorite sporting event food item?
Mm. Just one?
Just one.
Cool.
Mm. The most okay, nostalgic? Yeah, shoot.
I'm sorry.
I'd say the most nostalgic is a like the first one that came to mind is a frozen lemonade thing at the really? At a baseball game.
Like really? In the summer?
The Minute Maid, like frozen lemonade.
I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Summertime?
Yeah. Solid.
Frozen lemonade.
Yeah. Pick. Yeah.
Probably a hot dog.
Hot dog? Mm.
With mustard and onion on it.
Nice.
That's my go-to.
Like a ballpark, Frank?
Yeah, just I don't even like ballparks, but at the hot dog. At the ballpark, I like them.
What?
Why are you laughing?
Center saying ballpark Frank made me happy.
Ballpark Hank?
Boom. When we go to a baseball stadium, ballpark Hank.
Right, no?
I'm going to have to go with that pretzel because I think outside of, okay, besides the like minor league hockey team,
you know
what I'm talking about? Yep. Besides that, that's like the first sporting event I've been to outside of school field trips.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Pistons game?
No.
Okay. Bro, have you ever been to a Tigers game?
No.
That's crazy.
I know.
Bro!
It's crazy.
That is wild.
It is.
So, you know how we got a baseball signed and you got something signed by that one player? Tigers? No, we went to a Lansing Lugnuts game.
Lugnuts. Oh, for school?
Triple A. Yeah,
everything.
Or, no, single A affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Look that guy up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the amount of players in the MLB that were playing in that game that I had no idea who they were crazy.
Really?
That were on that roster, dude. Like, that guy was the 14th overall pick drafted by that team. But he's out of the league now. Like, completely. Wow. Like, I went back. You could see all the stats from that team that we went and saw play. I tried to find the game.
What MLB players were on that team?
I had to go back and look. But Stroman was there. Tim Mazo was there. The guy that had to wear the fantasy football loss punishment.
Oh, and
was the bat boy that I sent you guys. That was him. I'm talking DeWall Lugo was on that team. You guys aren't going to know any of these players, but I'm just going to say them anyway.
You could say Stroman.
You could say Stroman. Stroman pitched one game for the team, dude. I looked back and then got sent up. Because I was like, why was Stroman on the single A team? He was a Lugnuts
player?
He was a Lansing Lugnuts player.
That's
one game,
wild.
One game, four innings, 10 strikeouts, one walk.
All right, can I blow your mind now?
Talk to me.
We went to a Loons game. You know who played for the Great Lakes Loons?
Who's that?
Puig?
Clayton Kershaw.
Nice, dude.
He played for the Loons. So that's pretty wild.
They were a Dodgers affiliate.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on Baseball Reference going through the Lansing Lugnuts baseball reference page.
That's why
there was more. Okay, I need to find them. No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah, with my zero sporting events.
No, just say something.
So, guys, today we're going to talk about sporting events, and they're going to educate me on the best ones to go to.
All right, how many innings are in a baseball game?
9.
Okay. And I shouldn't ask you sports questions like that. The most entertaining.
That's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, honestly, I'd like to apologize. That's a pretty easy question.
Like how many quarters are in a basketball game?
Go with the four.
How many quarters are in a college basketball game?
That depends. Is it WM or
nope? College men's basketball. College men's college basketball.
Two halves.
All right, there you go. That was a trick question. Because I was hoping you would say
two, and I'm like two quarters.
No, okay. All right, good.
I'm now seeing the roster. You guys wouldn't know anybody. It'd be like a definitely me and Henry conversation. Mm-hmm. Like something I would say as we were going to bed. I got Danny Jansen, Tim LoCastro, Ryan McBroom, Rowdy Tellez, Lane Johnson.
Yeah, Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's his build?
He's African American.
No, keep going.
He's 6'3".
Okay.
And a bean pole.
A bean pole?
Like super skinny.
270.
Yep.
Oh! 6'4", 270. What, first base?
And what?
Okay.
That's your boy Rowdy.
Oh, he's a big dog.
Yeah, home run hitter.
Wait, who was the guy I was obsessed with a while ago? On the Yankees. Big dude.
Voight.
Yeah, Luke Voight.
Is he still in the league?
He got hurt for the Yankees the year after he was a dog.
And then they traded for Rizzo?
And then they traded for Rizzo.
Sad. I really enjoy baseball games, but it's because it's like laid back. You're just like hanging out with people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's why I like baseball games.
I feel like I would get bored. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It depends on who I went with, I guess.
I went to a White Sox game with my ex, and I don't even know what happened. But we left early, and they had a walk-off. I was like, no Michigan Panther way, vibes. Bro. Yeah,
that's tough.
Yeah, you never leave a game early, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just said that, didn't you?
Yeah, you should never leave a game early.
You should never leave a game early.
I definitely agreed with you and then realized that we left that game early.
Yep.
It was for my birthday dinner, bro. We had reservations. Mm. Don't
where were they at?
That's fair.
Where were they at?
The reservation.
Webster's in Chicago. Super good.
That is it?
It's really good.
What kind of food?
Like? It's like bar style. Mm. It was like one of the best burgers I've ever had in my entire life. Straight
That's
up.
That's a good point.
It might not have been.
Good.
I think I just messed that up. I don't think it was Webster's. No, it was. I don't know. Anyways, it was really good.
Oh, well.
Nice.
You know what's crazy about Chicago? The three best burgers I've ever had have been in Chicago.
Really?
Like, it's a food town. So, like, it even is. The small places, the food is, like, up here.
Mm-hmm. We should go.
I'm down. Like, can we go to... We should eventually go to a Cubs game together, the four of us.
I think that'd be dope.
Mm. That'd be a good time. Wrigley Field. And then hit up a White Sox game, too, if they're both
dude,
in town.
Dude, Wrigley Field, I'm getting a Dansby Swanson jersey.
Have you guys been to Wrigley
blue
yet?
Cubs hat, dude.
Have you been to Wrigley?
No.
No, me neither. But you've been to the Sox, right?
No.
We haven't been
to Chicago.
Bro, it's the closest one.
I know.
Exactly.
Like, it's you... And Milwaukee is literally 2 hours away.
I think you got to know that we've tried, but it hasn't worked out
yet. But you guys have been to Philly?
Yeah, it's just more convenient.
No, it's not!
I don't know about that one.
You can hit two in Chicago, go straight to Milwaukee.
Name one weekend they would do a home White Sox game, then a home Cubs game. They don't do it. They don't do it like that. There's too many people.
It's true.
There's You're too right. many That's people in the city.
You're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Because we did the research.
I love how it feels Henry, when we shake
that is
hands.
What I told him.
Dude, I think
you
we
and
both
I,
have a great grip
yeah, I do
for
too.
Handshakes.
We do have a great grip just for handshakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that earlier in the episode.
So I'm like scared that we're going to lose you when you get married.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that everybody's
Yeah, we're fear? All scared. We're all scared. Because like, I feel like we kind of lost you already. And like, I'm genuinely nervous that I'm never going to see you when you get married unless we're doing the podcast. Like, that's literally going to be the only time.
I'd say.
I don't like that because we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say.
You guys are friends.
No, so because
you put him on the spot. Actually, Kyle,
I'm just
gonna have to break up.
No. I do have like my point. Like, okay,
I'm not putting you on blast either.
No. But like, this is my thought, bro. Like, I don't have my own like clock and lifestyle per se
gotcha.
At this moment in time.
Yeah.
So like once I'm moved that, out,
wait,
exactly.
You do though.
What?
You do.
I do, but like,
hey,
it's
you're not married.
Different.
You're in the maintaining.
No.
Maintaining or building?
No. What I'm just saying is like,
yeah, I'm just chill over here.
There's like I can be like, yo, Kyle, come over to my house.
Oh, I see what you're
I
saying.
I can't like
now. You...
I can, but like in a different way.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
I just want to make sure I'm still gonna see you when you get married.
Oh yeah, it's still gonna be a priority.
Like two of my friends got married and I haven't seen them.
Granted, they live not here?
Yeah,
yeah.
That is the big.
Out of
they
state.
That is the big factor. That's the big factor.
No. And like we like I don't. Oh, it wasn't on the podcast we were talking about this, but we definitely want to like have people over and stuff, and like definitely what
entertain.
Okay, I went on YouTube to like shout out our podcast. First video on there, NCAA tournament expands to 4,096 teams, dude.
That's crazy.
It's a video Henry showed me yesterday. It was a funny video.
It's from 2009, like this skit that ESPN did or some sports station did to like saying the tournament.
Like happening like a lot recently, like with videos we talk about and then like
it
shows
just
pop up on our page. It's crazy. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
Well,
you guys
no, I say that makes
though.
Sense. Like, there's obviously a big change when like marriage happens,
mm-hmm.
but I think I don't know. Like, I think it still would be manageable to like do stuff.
Okay,
you know for sure. Right. Like, I definitely wouldn't want to just like I don't just plan on doing my own thing like with no friends and stuff like that.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah. All right. I'm just making
just based off the layout of the house or the apartment, I'm excited to check it out one time.
I can't wait to leak your address.
On accident.
Plus, I will live there solo for a minute. So,
oh, facts. True. Can we throw a rager?
Gets him kicked out
a
of
pure
the
rager.
gets him kicked out of the apartment before him and Bell gets
through the floor.
Axe
throwing indoors.
Dude, like, we could do like a freaking old Nickelodeon or like something party. I don't know. Just like, I feel like that would happen on like Big Time Rush or something.
See who can run through the wall.
Like, I don't know. Like a Big Time. You know how like they would always. I don't know. I just felt like something that would happen on like a TV show.
Like I didn't watch Nickelodeon as a kid.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I wish I knew the point you were trying to make.
It's okay. I was just trying to add some life to the
conversation. Should we go over the menu for tonight?
Menu for tonight? No. I saw a pretty funny something. It was like a pastor skipped church on Sunday to go golfing. And like he hit his first drive and a gust of wind blew it an extra 100 feet and dropped it right in the pin. Or right in the like the goal. What's it called? The hole?
Yeah, the hole.
And the angel looks to God and goes, "Why'd you do that?" And he's like, "Who's he going to tell?"
Oh, that's a funny joke.
Yeah.
You know what I thought the joke was going to be?
What?
When you said Augusta win, like Augusta, where they play the Masters at?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. I was like, no. That is a good joke, though. Who's he going to tell?
Who's he going to tell?
That's funny.
Because he can't say that he was out golfing on
Sunday. You got a favorite joke?
That might be my new go to.
What?
My new go to joke.
Oh, that's your new go-to. Yeah.
Like, just to repeat, or...
Yeah, just anything.
Kyle's is, what's the capital of Taiwan?
Baguette!
I didn't think you were actually going to do it.
That was a good layup. Nux Flats.
Opposite.
No, I think I just, like...
Henry is a very dry, funny...
Yes.
Like in the moment too. Like it's
Henry is not funny. It just is funny when he makes jokes.
Yeah.
Right?
Like now? in the bedroom when you said that thing and then it was like, "All right, I'll be right back," and walked right out of the bedroom.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're situationally funny.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
it takes a situation. Yeah. You're never just gonna be like a mop walked into a bar. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's not my style.
A mop.
Like I have a good one. I don't really want to share it in here. I'll tell you guys.
It happened to be with a squirrel or a pirate as a steering wheel.
No.
Wait, I feel like I know what you're talking about for some reason.
No, the joke I made it today, but I want to tell you guys after.
Oh, okay, word.
So, yeah. So, like, what? Okay, so what you said you're worried about not seeing me.
Yeah, we never see you right now.
I see him all the time.
Shut up.
What were you gonna ask?
I don't know. I was just thinking I was trying to come up with like what is the like you don't think we'll see each other.
So where's the fear coming from?
Where's
the fear coming from?
So the fear, it's coming from reality right now.
Oh, Hunter, I feel like we've had a lot of conversations like that recently. Where's the fear coming from? Well, actually, right now.
What I'm trying to say is, recently, like, I don't know if it's because I've been over here, like, way more than I've ever been in my entire life. No. But, like, you're always, like, on a date, or you're always, like, with, like, I haven't, like, if we're not recording, I'm not seeing you. Like, let's be honest.
Or at church.
Yeah, or at church. Or that's at a game. True. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't been... The only time that we've, like, hung out at the house is when Chris and I came over when you got home.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see you just, like, hanging out with Henry anymore.
That's true.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm nervous about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I would say...
Hanging with Hank.
Yeah.
Eating a ballpark Hank.
Oh, dude.
I think, like...
I'm sorry.
No, that was good. I don't know. I would say...
Dang it, all I want is a ballpark Hank.
Shoot, we might be onto something there with a ballpark Hank.
That was a good one, Chris. I'm sorry, Henry. Chris ruined your talking point. Keep going.
No, what I told, I think I talked to Chris about this. Like, everything that I do, currently is like an event. Like it's almost like it's an event. Like as opposed to like I don't know. I don't really have like a home base where I kind of like re-energize. Like where I like go home and like have time to myself. Like I'm kind of like constantly on the go. Like I'm either working or I'm like spending time like with Belle or here. But like just like there's not really much like time organization. Like it's very, very broad. And so like that's something I want to hone in. And like as I'm, you know, taking these steps to like move out and stuff, like kind of having a better like system over everything that I do.
Okay.
Like work, personal life, the podcast, you know, all the stuff I want to have a better grip on. I know I don't have a great grip on it right now, but well, it's kind of the season of life.
You got a grip on my heart, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, listen, that comforts my heart to hear that.
For sure. No, it's definitely on my mind, and, you know, I'm always looking to get better, you know, so.
Just like me, I'm always striving to be better. Yeah. Just a lot of times I'm not. You know?
Strive for greatness.
What's your goal? What's your goals this week? How you want to be better this week than you were last week?
This week, starting tomorrow, I'm getting up at like 7 a.m., making my breakfast. I'm going to work on my boat for the entire day to make sure that my John boat is ready for Tuesday. Tuesday, because I'm trying to crank the fish on Tuesday.
With the boys.
With the boys, possibly. If the boat's ready.
Mm. What time do you work?
Like 4 p.m. to 12:30.
Not till 4?
Yeah, not till 4. Till 12. Don't 4 play. To 12 is crazy. 4 to 12:30.
Where's it at?
Kersley. I mean.
Right. Oh, yeah, that random city.
Yeah, Random City in Ohio. Okay, you asked where it's at. You're leading the door open for me on that one.
I set you up.
I was expecting it to be in the south.
No. It's up here.
Wow. So that's.
It's like an hour away from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, but there's a lake right next to where I'm working, so that's perfect.
Oh yeah, fair.
Talk dirty to me, you know what I mean? Come on, sir. Fishies.
Fishies. So if it's nice, are you just gonna stay in the area, or are you gonna go back to home?
I'm taking the boat to the job site with me.
No, I understand. But never mind. For the night. I was talking about
for the night.
Boat? Do you have a picture of the boat?
Yeah, I got a picture of the boat.
I've never seen the boat for context.
Let me pull up.
When I think about the boat, I picture like. You know, like the two-seater, like paddle boat, like where you like you're like pushing your feet like a bicycle and like make the boat go. Like that's what I'm thinking about in my mind.
Like the swan, man. We gotta learn how to start talking.
Okay,
girl.
Nice. Yeah, dude.
Nice.
That's pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's what I thought. You're just
better than being on a romantic swan got a motor. Boat with your boys,
oh, yeah. Dude. Kind not playing games. This was my grandpa's boat.
Nice. Yeah, we did talk
the same thing, dude.
Can you imagine talking to a woman?
No.
Can't imagine. In fact, whenever they ask me if I need help in the store, I'm like,
I forgot you weren't single.
Really?
When we were talking about, I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, being a man. Like leading a family. I was grouping you right in with me and Kyle.
No, this is the unemployed couch, not the single couch.
Yeah, dude. Is that her?
No. Oh,
okay. Yeah, we might have to go to the ER after this. No,
you don't need to go to the ER.
I just need eye drops, man.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I think we need a
I'm fine, bro.
I got my sunglasses on. I was watching the Tigers because they were playing the Mets. Lindor steps out of the batter's box and like puts his bat under his elbow, pulls out some eye drops, puts some eye drops in, and puts the eye drops back in his back.
Francisco?
Yeah.
And starts batting again.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was like, cool.
Yeah, we lost 7-1 today.
Man, dude.
A's really put it to us.
Yeah, so we'll look to bounce back against Pittsburgh tomorrow. Next two games.
McCutcheon back on the Pirates.
Yep, last year. This year.
I'm a big Kutch fan, bro.
I like McCutch.
Yeah.
Feel like you could. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm excited for baseball season.
Yeah, it's been good.
I gotta look something up real quick. Give me a second.
2011 MVP? No. 2013? No. 2012? 2013?
2010? Maglio? Maglio?
Maglio Ordóñez?
Oh, yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
What are you looking up?
Hold on. Almost got it.
Oh, dude. Nice.
Wow, dude, that like is pretty crazy. 100 episodes in, and like, did you see what was behind like the 0 and 100? Did you see it?
Did you see what was on Kyle's phone?
Oh, dude.
Did you not see what was on my phone?
No.
He lied.
All right. Well, speaking of stop signs.
Speaking of stop signs.
This has been episode 100 of the Young Bucks podcast.
This has been episode 100 of the Young Bucks podcast.
This has been 100. Episode 100 of the Young Bucks podcast.
All right. And we're very thankful for everyone who's tuned in for these 100 episodes, wherever you came in on the journey.
For episode 100.
We appreciate you as we build up this community and brand. So
big things coming this summer.
Big things coming.
Big things.
We're excited for the next 100. Brothers. We're excited for the next 100. And appreciate the support. Peace.
Thanks, brother.
Peace out, brothers.